Kia ora, everyone. Kia ora. My name is Ian and I welcome you to evening prayer. It was nice to feel the sun today after a week of very trying weather. Today was still pretty cold, but I hope the sun warmed you a little. Let us begin. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." E te whanau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, great is the Lord and worthy of all praise. Tonight I'd like to read to you from Psalm 40, and I'm just going to read to you the first few verses. "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and trust in the Lord." Amen. As today is Saturday, it's our pattern to do something a little bit different, and so I thought I would tell you a story. This is a story from the world of popular music. It's an interest for me, and I hope you get something out of it as well. And so this story starts in a recording studio in Dublin in 1983. An up-and-coming band was recording for its third album. They were running out of recording time and were short of material to record. So they turned to the Bible for inspiration and set to music the first three verses of Psalm 40. Little did they know that this recording was to become one of their most well-known and loved songs. And as the popularity of the band soared, tens of thousands of people at U2 concerts would join in singing this sacred song of praise as the last song of their concert. On those occasions, the band would invite the crowd to sing with them. At the end of the song, the guitarist would stop playing, leaving the singer, the crowd, and the drummer. And then the singer would stop, leaving the crowd singing to the rhythm of the drums. And then the drummer would stop, leaving the crowd singing alone. It's stirring stuff. 21 years later, the band was to record a similar song. But this time they didn't so much turn to the Psalms for lyrics, but rather for style, and they recorded a song called Yahweh, the Hebrew name for God. Like so many of the Psalms, this song both cries out in question to God, and also, knowing that we are part of the solution, asks for God's help. The song also sings of hope. The questioning is found in the lines, "Yahweh, Yahweh, why the dark before the dawn? Yahweh, always pain before a child is born. Still, I'm waiting for the dawn." And the seeking of God's help comes in the lines, "Take these shoes and make them fit. Take this shirt and make it clean. Take this soul stranded in some skin and bone, and make it sing. Take these hands and teach them what to carry. Take this city, a city should be shining on a hill. Take this city, if it be your will." The words of hope are to be found in the lines, "Still waiting for the dawn. The sun is coming up. The sun is coming up on the ocean." Tens of thousands still attend U2 concerts and sing along to these psalms, crying out to God, "Why and how long, Lord, is okay." It really is. We learn that from the psalms. Let us pray for others. Gracious and merciful God, you have promised rest to the weary and relief to the heavy laden. Hear the prayers we bring for your people We pray for those weighed down by the hardships of daily life, and especially the people of Auckland who are still in level 4 lockdown. For those who live in poverty without adequate food or shelter. For those whose homes are not peaceful or even safe places to be. Relieve these stresses so that all your people may live in dignity and peace. We pray for those exhausted by overwork or the responsibility of care, for health workers and essential workers, for those who care for the very young or the very elderly, for those unable to provide for their families or for themselves. Lighten their loads that they may know encouragement and support from you and those around them. We pray for those wearied by responsibility in your church, for those without the resources to fulfill their tasks, for those whose dreams have been lost, whose vision others do not share. Renew their spirits that they may find their strength in you. We pray for those burdened by guilt, self-doubt, anxiety or despair, for those unable to leave behind the past, for those afraid of the present or the future. Lift these weights from them, that they may let go of their fears. We pray for those worn down by pain, grief, or illness, for those with no one with which to share their troubles or grief, for those who are displaced in other countries and cannot get home. Soothe their hurt and calm their distress, that they may find peace in you. And we remember all who have died in your love, especially those dear to us. In life, teach us to follow the example of your Son, that we may learn to share each other's burdens. And in death, bring us into your presence, that we may find eternal rest in you. And so now, let us say together the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Please join with me. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, this brings us to the end of our time together. Thank you all for joining with me, and for being a community of faith. Let us leave this prayer time, knowing that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never end, they are new every morning. Rest well. I hope you can join with us tomorrow night. Bye for now.